I'm staying focused on moving forward. Just as we can't look back and romanticize the past, it's never going to be the way we remember Christmas as a child. So I'm focusing on moving forward, doing what I can to enjoy the present moment.
Hi, this is Ike Evans of the Hogg Foundation for Mental Health, and you are listening to Into the Fold. The Hogg Foundation is a strategic grant maker based at the University of Texas at Austin. To learn more, visit us at hogg.utexas.edu, and Hogg is spelled H-O-double-G. Throughout our history, the Hogg Foundation has worked to get us away from the idea that mental health is something that a person just has, or is lucky to have, or not, but is rather a living phenomenon that we each have the ability to directly influence at the individual, family, and community level. So in discussing the details of policy, philanthropy, and systems change, as important as these are, what often gets lost is the agency that each of us has as people to make things better for one another. John King is a certified peer specialist from Beaumont who believes that everyone can live a fulfilling and productive life no matter their diagnosis. He is also an advanced level RAP facilitator. RAP is an acronym that means Wellness Recovery Action Planning. He also serves on several statewide working groups and councils. He's here with us to talk about how individuals can promote mental health in their communities. John, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Ike.
So let's just deal with the question straight off. In your view, what are some things that people can do to encourage and support mental health in their communities?
One of the most important things people can do is to find opportunities to volunteer. Especially in this era of budgetary cuts, many agencies, organizations are short-staffed. And if you have a little time and an interest, finding a place to volunteer is rewarding, and it helps spread the message of mental wellness.
Emphasizing mental health as opposed to mental illness. I think one thing that the health framing does is it really brings to the forefront how it is that non-experts and non-specialists can intervene to do what they can to make things better for people. Does that kind of track with your experience too?
It is. Many times, I believe by saying mental health wellness instead of mental health illness, we learn to emphasize to them that they are not their diagnosis. So by calling it mental illness instead of mental health wellness, we are going back to emphasizing the illness story instead of the wellness story. The wellness story is where people really move forward in their recovery.
So 2017 has felt like a tumultuous year.
Oh, yes.
For a variety of reasons, any one of which, if I were to really try to go into it, would just make me, you know, exhausted as all hell. And this is reflected in people's moods. So as we enter the holiday season, what are you personally trying to stay focused on?
I'm staying focused on moving forward. Just as we can't look back and romanticize the past, I think if we romanticize this time of the year, it's never going to be the way we remember Christmas as a child or the holiday season as a child. So I'm focusing on moving forward, doing what I can to enjoy the present moment without having to look back too often over this past year.
Okay. You mentioned volunteering in your first response. You are a kind of a professional peer, you might say. In other words, you know, you've been able to kind of harness your own recovery journey in order to create a viable career path for yourself. Not that the fact that you're a person in recovery is the only thing that made it possible for you to do that. There's your other experience, education, learning, etc. But I mean, I sometimes wonder, as things get more professionalized, you know, is it possible to kind of lose touch with the simple pleasures of just volunteering, helping people, reaching out, lending a hand?
It can be a bit challenging at times. One of the benefits of being a professional volunteer is if you decide to take a few days off, no one can really complain and you don't have to get permission in advance.
Right, right. I just, and it's a conversation that has come up a few times. So if you recall all those meetings that we had in the run-up to Pier Fest, and I should add for the benefit of our listeners that John King was very active on the planning committee for Pier Fest 2016. And it was my privilege to have actually taken part in some of that planning. And when you have a large group like that of very passionate people, the conversation can veer in all kinds of ways. One of the more frequent points to which the conversation would veer is how at times you just really need to take a break, or you need to kind of step back from all of your commitments to be able to, at a time when you're feeling strong and healthy, reconnect with that. And that was one of the most important things that I think I took away from those several weeks of interacting with our peer friends.
Yes, I call it I do a control alt delete on my day.
Oh yeah.
You know, sometimes there are so many apps running and so many programs running that everything freezes. And the only way you can do a restart is to do your control alt delete and get centered.
I need at least 10 hard resets a day, I think. You know, I'm not as good as I was right out of the box, it seems.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm showing my my level of use, you might say. And so I get stuck, I freeze, and at times I just need I guess what I think of as a hard reset.
Yes.
Even on just one task, you know.
And we also have to remember to keep our batteries charged.
Oh, sure.
Because if we can only, as a certified peer specialist, we can only give out of the abundance we have left over.
Right.
We can't give that which sustains us. We have to be very, very mindful of practicing self-care.
I'd like to use your experience to try to draw out some general lessons. So what do you personally experience as the most consistently helpful things that people do to influence their mental health, or the most consistently unhelpful things that people do?
I think one of the most consistently helpful is, and we teach it in RAP and we learn about it in RAP, it's one of the five keys concepts, and that is self-advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're able to effectively advocate for yourself, you end up being pulled in too many directions. Sometimes you have to realize that just saying no is a complete sentence.
Right.
One word, period, full stop.
Right.
Unhealthy things we can do. I always like to say it's like driving down the freeway.
Yeah.
If you spend all of your time looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to end up running into the back of someone. That which is behind us is used for a quick glance for a reference point.
Yeah.
And I think, especially for mental wellness, accepting the past, acknowledging the past, but not dwelling on the past is the way to healthily move forward.
Yeah. And to that, you know, it's almost like, you know, that there's some trickster God who has these very intense and meaningful things happen to us, on which it seems we can't help but dwell upon. You know, there's a point at which there's no further information to be extracted from the experience. I guess I'm talking about rumination.
Yes.
Right. And so I come across in all the reading that I do, articles which lay out the extent to which our ruminating is a survival mechanism. There's a reason why we do it. But like you said, if you're backward focused, you can fail to see real and present opportunities, I guess.
Yes.
Or rear end somebody.
Yes, or rear end somebody.
Yeah.
on Mopac during rush hour.
Yeah. Something new to dwell on when you do that. And that's, yeah. And that's kind of, yeah, I said trickster God. That sounds like the kind of thing that he would do.
Yes.
So.
And in the HOV lane where you're creating a traffic jam that will make the evening news.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You mentioned rap, which focuses a lot on personal empowerment and self-advocacy. I would say that, you know, one key takeaway, and this comes out whenever I sit down with somebody to talk about recovery and what it means, is that it's not an abstract concept. It's a set of actionable steps that a person can follow. So does the RAP approach hold any lessons for people trying to influence mental health in other people and not just themselves?
It does, in the sense that if you have taken RAP and are working your own RAP recovery program, you can do some role modeling. People who take the RAP from you are able to see that, wow, John has a mental health diagnosis, yet he is maintaining and moving forward.
Yeah. Okay. But at the same time, you know, if you're going to preach the gospel, you have to be well practiced in living it out.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yes. The bottom line is it's actionable, and it's something that you observe through your everyday practice and sort of your way of being in the world with others.
Yes. Okay. And on that, I think that we as certified peer specialists do have a Via Hope code of ethics.
Yeah.
And if we stay true to our code of ethics, we won't be put into some of those positions.
Right. Okay. And so finally, is there anything else you'd like for people to keep in mind as we head into the holidays? I mean, you mentioned the pitfalls of trying to romanticize or the past, the way things used to be. Things really are different from a year ago.
Yes.
And, you know, both opportunities for mental wellness or threats to the same that people should watch out for.
Well, I think one of the best things we can do during this time of year, the holiday season, and for those of us on the Gulf Coast, it starts with Thanksgiving or Halloween and goes all the way through Mardi Gras. It's a very, very stressful time of the year. And we need to remember that there is only so much we can do. We have to give ourselves the grace to be able to say, I think I'm just taking a day off today for my own well-being.
Okay. So, John King, we're talking about how it is that individuals can promote mental health in their communities, their own, as well as that of other people. And it can be as simple as asking people what they need and giving whatever surplus energy that you have to give. And so we really appreciate you finding the time to talk to us. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you haven't done so recently, you should check out the Hogg Foundation website, hogg.utexas.edu. As ever, please leave a positive review for us on iTunes. You can do so within the iTunes app. There's a way that you can leave a review for either an individual episode or just the podcast in general. We just enjoy any kind of feedback that we get, as well as suggestions for future content. And also sign up for the Into the Fold e-newsletter. You can do that by going to our website, hogg.utexas.edu. Under News and Resources, on the right-hand side of the main menu, you can just go to the podcast page, and there's a way that you can just subscribe to receive emails about each new episode. So we hope that you do that. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of this month and enjoy your holidays. Thank you very much.